There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I would like to ask the parents of this 8-year-old who is outraged and the parents of the 10-year-old who is outraged, how many hours a day does your kid play violent video games? And how many murders and killings and shootings and blood splatterings in his video games on his, you know, Game Boy or computer, whatever the case may be, do you think he will see by the time he's 21? And I would think that's far more deleterious than having Tom Brady drop an F-bomb on the sideline.
All right, so there is a sports talk host discussing some of the complaints the FCC has about Tom Brady swearing during a televised New England Patriots football game. And the way he put it was pretty cogent, I thought, thinking not that having a sports or anybody swearing during any circumstance, whether it's on radio, television, in your backyard, in your home, wherever it may be, is that appropriate language. But when you compare what some of these kids are seeing, you're right. Some of these children that are playing these violent, horrible video games, there is something to be said for that. That's a good discussion. And it took place on a sports talk radio station. So that's where we get started. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing what's going on the week of Friday, December 19th. So we're going back over this past week and find out what it is on the top 10 list that seems to have gained favor with listeners conversationally, and the things going on in the sports talk world are at number 10. So we count down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour.
Number
10 radio talk hits determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And yes, number 9 is next year's host, Bobby Walsh. Some refer to him as Gunther, and I never knew why that was. Ken Kessler on my staff is here. Why do they refer to this guy as Gunther? What is his, is that just his nickname?
I've never. Yeah, it's just a nickname.
Really? I wonder how he got it. Seems kind of silly, actually, when you put it together. It doesn't mean anything. At any rate, so Mr. Walsh is talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about why Toomey didn't join with Senator Ted Cruz and some of the other Republicans to vote not to fund the president's amnesty action.
You did not vote with Ted Cruz, and it seems like why not? So the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah. I hope we can get to the point where good conservatives can disagree over tactics and not attack each other when there's a disagreement over tactics. So let me explain what I mean. The president's executive order is, in my view, unquestionably unconstitutional. I have said that repeatedly. I've put it in writing. I've said it on all over Pennsylvania and beyond. That's, to me, pretty obvious, and it's not as though I'm trying to avoid taking a stand on that. That's
okay.
Been very public.
Okay, now may I say something? I don't want to have a... But in the minds of my listeners and many that are emailing, actions speak louder than words.
Okay. So what was the action? We unfortunately ended up with a set of tactics that prevented me from offering what I think you would believe to be, and I believe to be, a much better amendment. And instead, we had a non-binding symbolic vote that wasn't true. And here's what's not true, Gunther. If you read the text of the constitutional point of order, it didn't say that the president's action was unconstitutional. It said that the portion of the bill that funds the Department of Homeland Security for the next 9 weeks, that's the FBI, the Border Patrol, the things that are funded there, that the bill was unconstitutional. Now, that's just not true. It is true that the president has said he intends to do something unconstitutional, but the bill is not. And if the bill were unconstitutional, then why is it that every single senator, several hours before, voted in favor of that very same language, spending money in this fashion for the Department of Homeland Security for 1 week, but the underlying bill against which the point of order was being raised funded it for 9 weeks? So somehow another 8 weeks make something unconstitutional? Of course not.
Number eight issue this week on the Talk Radio Review is the deal that was put together for a budget to exist. Or not a budget, because it isn't really a budget, a spending plan through next September. Here's in a Talk Radio interview, former Senator and the presidential candidate Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, talking about why he thinks House Speaker Boehner went along with this deal.
I came into the Congress with John Boehner. I was elected my first election when I came into the House. John was a freshman along with me. In fact, John and I were both members of the Gang of Seven, if you may recall. We had an auspicious start to our political careers because we took on the Speaker of the House at the time as freshman minority members, and we won. Within 3 years, the Speaker of the House was defeated, and the Republicans, for the first time in 40 years, took back control of the House of Representatives. So, you know, John started as a guerrilla fighter, as I was, and taking on the establishment. And what happens, it happens to everybody who spends an enormous amount of time in Washington D.C. and doesn't get out into the across this country and remember, you know, who the people are out there and what they're thinking. And that is, you just become locked into this idea that the world is Washington, and in particular the over influence of the media. This is a fear of Republicans that they cannot win the battle in the media, and therefore they have to compromise in order to avoid a fight. A fight that they believe they are ill-equipped to win, and I think that's just a mistake. I think that's the fundamental error, is that they have decided that President Obama's immigration excess is not something that they can laser beam focus on and win and fight back, and I think that's why you get the Cromnibus Bill.
All right, the Cromnibus Bill, what a great name. Not that Santorum was any bright light when it came to running for the presidency, but interesting things there, thoughts on his mind. What do you think? 888-302-3684 can connect with us quickly if you have ideas that you would like to share about any of these issues, but we need to do them as we keep each number in focus. You can email me, Doug@DougStephan.com. Follow the issues also and take the poll weekly so that we understand what it is that you're thinking about some of these issues. Poll is at DougStephan.com as well. 14 past the hour, number 7 on our countdown this weekend is up next.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
The holidays are almost here, so head into Guitar Center for the season's best deals. Like Kohala ukuleles, only $29 each. Martin Lifeson acoustic guitar strings, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Les Paul or Washburn electric guitar, just $99. Or AKG headphones, only $19. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Order from samsclub.com before December 22nd and get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Prices are for base buildings only.
If
2015 is a year for your business to grow, and you need to build. Call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent. For office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more, you just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 800-98-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 800-98-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
Number seven.
Number seven item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What you're paying for gasoline and what generally is the price of a barrel of oil going down, going down, going down. Here's host Joel Riley talking to Kathy Grannis from the National Retail Federation about how the low prices for petroleum products are impacting retail sales this time of year.
I've seen such conflicting reports when it comes to fourth quarter retail sales, specifically Christmas gift buying, and gas prices. Some people say, hey, we're paying less at the pump, so that's going to be a boon to retailers. Other people say, we've done polling, people are sitting on their money, they're paying down debt, they're not spending more on gifts. What are you seeing at the National Retail Federation?
Well, there's no question that gas prices are certainly a plus for consumers right now. And if anybody is the winner, it certainly is the consumer. But it's important to remember also that this extra pocket power could be going to, you know, something like groceries or paying down debt or savings, which in the long run, of course, are all benefits for, you know, for the consumer long-term financial stability, which, of course, also benefits retailers.
Yeah. How will we? When will we know? I mean, fourth quarter numbers come in when, and that will be the time when we'll say, "Hey, retail really did get the boost."
Well, in January, mid-January, actually, NRF will release the results of the holiday season, which we only count the final 2 months of the year, not the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So in mid-January, we'll know how the holiday season, at least how we define it, really did.
Seems like we're so good at, like, instant everything. I mean, we get radio ratings, TV ratings, this and that so quick. Why does it take until the beginning of next year before we know if people were sitting on their money or spending it?
Well, we measure retail sales by actual government data, and the government will not release December retail sales until mid-January. It's the same for every month. So come mid-January, we'll know how December did, and hence our economists will be able to actually figure out how the 2 months combined actually did in terms of a percent growth.
Gotcha. Do you get a sense? Is there a gut feel? Is there a feelers out to big retailers that say it's up or down?
Absolutely. You know, we're in conversation with our members every day. And in addition to having an economist on our staff, you know, we get that intel just through anecdotes sometimes. And the overall feeling really is that there is a lot of optimism in retail right now. And consumers are feeling better. They're not grappling with the same stresses they had this time last year. You know, if you remember, the government had shut down in October, and at this point in December, I think half of the country that, you know, shouldn't have been was covered in snow, which changed a lot of things. And it's just things are looking much better this year.
All right, so the focus is on what you're paying at the pump for the gasoline you're using in your car, your truck. I'm asking a lot of questions to a lot of people that I know, and basically the bottom line is, what is it costing you? The highest price gasoline that I saw anywhere was $3.27. Most of it is around $2.60. The average, I think, is $2.46 at the moment, and there are plenty of places that have gasoline that's under $2. I think there are 14, 15 states now that have gas under $2 a gallon. Woohoo! Something to celebrate, Chris. Christmas time. Up number six, the Russians are not celebrating and they're not coming. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item or issue, depending on how you look at it, the vision that we have for the Talk Radio Countdown Show is to take conversations, versions of conversations, and highlight or pinpoint what the actual issue is. And the Russian situation is at number six. Here are conversations between host Bill Lumet and state economics professor Michael Walden discussing the problems that are plaguing the Russians this week.
What in the world is going on in Russia with the ruble? This is obviously the value of their ruble is drastically fallen. So what's going on there? What's happening?
Well, we actually talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the absolute plunge in oil prices. Russia derives a large part of their revenue from the sales of oil. They are a net exporter of oil, and so I said at the time, this could create problems for the Russian economy, and lo and behold, that prediction has come true. It actually wasn't a very hard prediction. So let me rank this in terms of who should worry. Obviously, if you're in Russia, you should worry. This Russia is headed into a recession, if not something worse. If you are a business that trades with Russia, you should worry. Now, in the U.S., that's not so much a concern, but in Europe, that is a concern, particularly for Germany. They still have a large amount of trade with Russia, so if Russians can't buy anything, those European countries that make things to sell to Russia, they're going to be in trouble. And then lastly, should we worry or not here in the U.S.? And I'd say we should moderately worry, because I think this actually leads Bill into the geopolitical aspect of this, not so much the economic aspect. I mean, what we'd like to have happen is for Putin and his cronies to say, all right, we've been behaving badly. We're going to play nice now. Please, world, help us. We went through this in 98 where the world, in essence, bailed out Russia, including the U.S. We're going to play nicely. We'll withdraw from Ukraine. We'll stop meddling in the Middle East. We'll be good boys. If that were to happen, that would be an upside of this. But I think there's a good chance that the Russians may react the other way and say, well, we're not going to change what we're doing just because we're a poor country. In fact, we may get more aggressive. We may start moving on the Baltic states. So I think this is, to me, the real big concern, not so much the economic concern in our country, but what this could do geopolitically.
Oh, wow. That is scary. I hadn't even thought about that. It's kind of like a cornering a dog and how they might react. Now, they've reacted, the banks have anyway, to raise interest rates up to 17% to try to to keep people in the ruble. That isn't working, is it?
So far, it's not working, and I'm not sure that it is going to work because the fundamental underpinning of the Russian economy, or a large part of it, oil, is falling. And they're going to, roughly you can say that oil has dropped in price by 50% since last summer, and so the Russian revenues from oil have dropped 50%. So what this means is there's not as much money for Russia to keep its military. There's not as much money for Russia to keep the various subsidies around. And let's face it, Russia is not a democratic country. They're ruled by Putin and his cronies. If anything, you call them a fascist country. I mean, that's really the fascist model. I think, obviously, a big question is, at some point, will that backing, that business backing, the cronies of Putin, will they turn on him? Will they either make him change his ways, particularly foreign policy, or, last resort, would they oust him? And again, we may think, wow, applaud and say that would be great, but we don't know what the consequences of that could be. I mean, Russia is still a powerful, dangerous country if they want to be. So I think that's the big concern, at least that this economist has. Not so much the economic impact here in the U.S. I think the fall in gas price, obviously, is a boost on that to the U.S. economy. It's hurting people in Texas. It's hurting people in the Dakotas. But for most of us, it's a big boost. But I'm fearful of what could that Russian bear do, as you said, perhaps by the analogy backing the dog in the corner. Could they turn rather than mend their ways? Could they turn and attack?
Nah. Come on. That's foolish talk. The Russians aren't going to do anything. They're bullies. And Putin is just a little weenie guy who wants to be a big time. And he's infected and affected the world for the most part in a negative way. But come on, who are they going to attack and how are they going to do that? Food for thought. I guess as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Prices are for base buildings only.
If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent for office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more. You just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 898-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 898-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Radio in review, the weekend of, actually, is this the last full week of the year? No, we got one more full week. Christmas week, the week before Christmas, recapping where we are at the moment, the situation with Sports Talk Radio and the NFL at number 10, President's Amnesty Action number 9, Congressional Budget Deal number 8, sinking oil prices number 7, the Russian economic situation number 6. So that brings us around to number 5.
Number five.
My voice, number 5. He's got number 5. So who's going to run for president in 2016? Are you on the edge of your seats? Wow, how exciting is all of this talk 2 years away from the election? Golly gee, it looks to me like some of these people better come up with something if they want to keep any ratings, so maybe they think this is a good way to keep them. Here's the host, Steve Scott, talking to Alex Instat from Politico.com about the possibility that Jeb Bush will run for president. Wow.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says he will, quote-unquote, actively explore a presidential campaign. Alex, what is the significance of what Jeb Bush announced?
Well, it's significant because he's really coming out there for the first time and saying that he's actively thinking about running for president. Now, this isn't a huge surprise. We all kind of knew that. But this is sort of the most active, sort of open step that he's taken to acknowledging that he is seriously thinking about pursuing the White House.
What would Jeb Bush bring to the table as a candidate?
Sure, that is a great question. You know, he has obviously a tremendous amount of name recognition. That's no surprise. His brother was president, so was his father. And he has a lot of support within the Republican Party. He also happens to be a somewhat, or seen as a more moderate candidate at a time when much of his party is moving to the right. And so some people think he could be somewhat of a pragmatic choice if the party were to nominate him.
Now, you mentioned the name recognition. He would be the third, President Bush. Is there any chance the country might be I don't know, bushed out?
Well, you know, that, and that's one of the big questions he's going to face if he runs. A lot of the party is somewhat tired of the Bush name, and also, you know, the Bushes were president at a time when the party was a little bit of a different place. That was before the rise of the Tea Party, and you know, look, so a lot of those Republican primary voters might say they want a newer, fresher face, potentially someone who's more conservative.
If he runs, could he win?
Well, you know, he would be very formidable. But here's the thing you have to remember, which is that it is going to be a very crowded GOP primary field. You could have 10 or even 15 Republican candidates running, and so he'd have to find his own space to run in. It is going to have the potential to be a circus on the Republican side. That's in contrast to the Democratic side, where it could just be Hillary Clinton running alone for the Democratic nomination.
So when you look at the list of possible Republican candidates, where do you put Jeb Bush politically on that list? Is he a conservative, a moderate? Where would you put him?
He would definitely fall, on the more moderate end of the spectrum. A lot of people think that because he's taken more moderate positions on immigration reform and education. And so, look, you know, he would definitely fall on probably the more moderate end. And then you have much more conservative folks who are likely to run, people like Rick Santorum, people like Ted Cruz. Those people are going to be staking out the right flank. He could come under attack from them.
Number four.
Yes, sir. We like it when the presidential prospects eat their young, or Republicans eat their young, or Democrats eat their young. Very attractive. Okay, number four. Get to work, Doug. Number four, the discussion about what happened in Sydney, Australia this week at that cafe. Earlier in the week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I talked to national security and terrorism analyst Patrick Poole from PJ Media about the hostage taker over there and Poole's theory of the known wolf syndrome.
No Wolf is one of these terrorism suspects who ends up injuring or killing innocent civilians, and yet they're known to law enforcement.
So authorities in Australia knew who this guy was, is that what you're saying?
Well, not only did they know who he was out on bail in two separate cases, including a murder charge involving his ex-wife.
Good God. How do you get bail for murder? This is
the other case was 40 charges of sexual assault, where he would lure women in with an advertisement about his spiritual healing technique, as he called it. And he would rape them. So he was out on both on bail on both cases, and he had previously been convicted of harassing the families of dead Australian soldiers who had been killed in Afghanistan, sending them letters saying that they were their loved ones were burning in hell, etc.
Right.
So this is in virtually every single one of these cases, and I go through a whole list, including those here in the United States, we see that these domestic terrorism suspects are well known to law enforcement, and yet they don't do anything about it. And I was reading a Telegraph article out of the UK here late last night where they were raising the point, what exactly was this guy doing out on bail in both these cases?
Patrick, what's the line between just a kind of a crazy person with weird views and opinions that are known and somebody who's actually dangerous? That's my whole fear here, is that all of a sudden people who rant something weird on Facebook is deemed a terrorist and we have to put them behind bars, versus a guy like this who obviously should have been behind bars.
Well,
how do we figure out where that line is?
I think we need to have that conversation. But in fact, you know, at least here in the United States, and you can't even discuss. In fact, you know, Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have banned any discussion about notions of jihad and in terms of radicalization or anything like that. You can't even use the terms. And you look at their documents, they
without being red flagged, you mean?
without, you know, as a counterterrorism expert, when I've gone in to brief the FBI, I mean, they have to review my slides to make sure that, you know, I don't have mention of any of these terms.
Number three item this week on our countdown focuses on the Taliban and what they did in Pakistan. Here's host Rick Daniels with CBS correspondent Jerry Van Dyke. They discuss the aftermath of this week's event, the attack on the school in Pakistan.
All of the terrorists, it was, what, an eight-hour standoff. All of the terrorists that were responsible directly were killed in the military action, I guess, trying to get them out of this school.
Right, and they expected to die. This was a suicide operation. It's, of course, a tragedy that's hard for any of us to fathom. What it was is, and not to use the word simply, but it's a matter of revenge. The Taliban have been under onslaught by the Pakistani army since June for two reasons. One, they attacked the Karachi airport in June, which would be like attacking JFK in New York or Hartsfield there in Atlanta, a gigantic airport, frightening the country. And secondly, the United States put pressure on the Pakistani army to go into the tribal areas along the Afghan-Pakistani border because we are pulling out, and we were trying to stop any Taliban attacks from across the border going back into Afghanistan. And so for the last 6 months now, Pakistani army tanks, artillery, jets, et cetera, have been killing Taliban, but also women and children. And so this is asymmetric warfare. They had no other opportunity. They felt it's a horrible thing to even think like, but, and so they attack where the Pakistani army is most vulnerable, and that is their children.
Wow. It's just unfathomable, and there were even a couple of terrorist groups that came out and condemned that yesterday.
Right, and this is a very interesting thing, one of which would be the Afghan Taliban. There are many people in the U.S. intelligence or national security community who have said that the Pakistani intelligence agencies are backing the Taliban. We had Admiral Mike Mullins, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before the Senate Armed Services Committee, said when he was chairman that the Haqqani Network, which is one segment of the Taliban, is directly under the control of the Pakistani ISI, which is like the RCIA. So which group would be pro, and there's such a thing as good Taliban and bad Taliban. For them, the border region doesn't mean anything at all. It's one country. So for one group to say we condemn this is somewhat political, I think. For the other group to go ahead and act, of course, is what we have expected. And I don't know if there's some politics at play here.
Pretty amazing. I don't know if amazing is our word. What an outrage. Okay, so from number three, it would seem that we ought to go to number two, and we'll do that in a matter of moments here on the weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big. Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night. Starting 6 a.m. Friday, December 19th, through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Now you can get all of your holiday shopping done when you want to. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, starting 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about one of the most favorite dinners of Americans. Yeah, it is the dinner that when you're told you're going to have it, you're going to have an emotional reaction. And listen to this. Ready for this? If somebody said to you, hey, tonight we're going to have meatloaf, what do you think? Uh-oh, meatloaf. I don't know if I really want it, but I guess I'm going to have to eat it. Now, you have to say to yourself as follows. There are so many different recipes for meatloaf. They can actually add flavor to it. They can actually put a way to make it moist. They can actually add a variety of spices so that when you finally do get that meatloaf, it's going to be a surprise. Now, one of the things I want you to think about are other things in life that what you hear, uh-oh, I don't want this, but you're going to have it anyway. Think about meatloaf. Think about changing it. Think about adding all that flavor to something you don't like. And then, to the meat of the matter, don't loaf around. Enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
'Twas the night of the holiday party when all through the house she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Number two. Okay, so this is the most exciting for me anyway, as I look at the poll this week that we have at DougSteffen.com aimed at figuring out from your perspective what the top radio topic or story is. I think this is number one. Well, actually, the two at the top are really pretty interesting. Cuba and the force of nature that has taken place here from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska. Host Gary Stadelmeyer and Scott Voorhees talked to political analyst Michael Boland about the president's move to begin normalizing relations with the island country.
What does Congress have to say about this, if anything?
Well, so far there have been a couple of statements by Bob Menendez of New Jersey and Marco Rubio of Florida, with a few others by the Speaker and by Mitch McConnell. We'll see more statements trickle out today.
Right. Policy-wise, does Congress have a role here?
Policy-wise, I don't think that freedom can take place in Cuba without Congress getting involved. I think there's two stages, and one of them will end on January 3rd. And that the first stage is, what did President Obama announce and what does it mean? And the second stage will be, what's Congress going to do about it? Because if President Obama is opening the door, I think the American business community is going to want to walk right through it.
Okay.
And while you got to be understanding that the Cuban regime is murderous and dictatorial, just this year, just the first 11 months of 2014, they've had 8,400 political arrests.
Yes,
so
this is
the American public doesn't want to support the Cuban regime. I think they want to free the Cuban people.
Yeah, but you can't do that by acknowledging the government down there and legitimizing it. Now, Congress really can't do anything other than not fund the building of an embassy or not approving of an ambassadorial candidate. Marco Rubio said as much yesterday. He goes, "There's really not all. This is really under the purview of the president. We cannot appropriate funds for things, but we can't stop the president from doing this. Even though most Cuban Americans think would rather throw up their lunch than allow this guy to have diplomatic relations with this country."
Well, I hope Marco Rubio's listening to your radio program, because I can give him a suggestion of what he can do.
Yeah.
He sits on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He should go down there with the entire committee, both Republicans and Democrats, and have a series of hearings in Cuba and make those hearings on the Cuban regime, not just on this new policy.
All right, so what is the policy? The restoration of diplomatic ties between Cuba and the U.S., expectations of more momentous changes there for them and for us. I'm looking at a picture. I'm remembering a movie that Robert Redford was in, The Classic Cars. that they have in Havana. For whatever the reason, that's what they still drive around in, some of these great American cars. But what I've seen are pictures of crumbling Art Deco buildings down there. They have not kept up. It is not the Cuba that it was when Batista was running it, for sure. But there is great promise, it seems to me. Cultural onslaughts, yeah, there is crime, drugs, and that sort of thing down there. But we are such hypocrites, such hypocrites. Politicians, they don't want to have a relationship. We're just so, what a nonsense. We're doing business in China. Hello. 51 after on the countdown.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
All right, I'm having a hard time having any empathy in this circumstance with the conversation that's been directed this week toward the Sony Pictures hacking case. The North Koreans, by this time I'm sure you all know, have threatened. A lot of different threats have come as a result of the picture from Sony about Kim Jong-il called The Interview. Here are hosts John Zach and Susan Rose talking to former Homeland Security agent Steve McMartin about the cyber attack against Sony Pictures, which led to the decision to cancel the release this week of the movie The Interview.
Can we ever trace it? Really? I mean, the cyber attacks, this is like a new form of terrorism.
I think this episode is an illustration of the fact that whether or not this administration will say it or whether or not there's an acknowledgement, we are in a cyber war. We have been in a cyber war for a number of years. Now, you know, there's no bombs dropping, there's no bullets being shot. It's more like the Cold War. But we are nevertheless in that war, and this is an example of that.
Well, you know, when the story really began to unfold, Steve, we were reporting that attacks in movie theaters and against moviegoers would be 9/11 style, on a 9/11 scale. I mean, was that a veiled threat? Was it a real threat? I mean, how could they possibly do this? What would they do? And who would do it?
In my opinion, it's an empty threat. 9/11 took an incredible amount of planning. If you look at the statistics, which I did before I came in this morning, there are about 5,600 movie theaters in the United States, 39,000 screens. To coordinate any kind of of coordinated attack against that number of targets. I don't believe there's a terrorist group out there that has that ability.
Well, I mean, how do you know it's a terrorist group? How do you know it's not some guy living in his parents' basement who's good with computers and can, you know, make threats like this?
That's an excellent question, and there's two things that we need to answer to that, to discuss it. First of all, is that forensically the attack can be traced back, just like you can investigate a normal crime. A computer crime can be investigated. Clues are left, traces are left by the criminals that allow sophisticated computer folks involved in cyber investigation to track back. And I believe there have been enough clues left that it's fairly clear this was done by someone sponsored by the state of North Korea.
But that still doesn't answer the question, could it be done in his basement? Excuse me. Here's host Jeff Kuhner talking about Sony Pictures caving to the threats by these hackers.
In essence, it's what started out as North Korean anger and outrage over a Hollywood movie, The Interview. There's Seth Rogen, James Franco, a couple of Hollywood stars are in it, which essentially is a comedy that sort of mocks, criticizes, ridicules Kim Jong-un, the mad midget. The communist dictator of North Korea has now turned into not just a Hollywood fiasco, but a decisive defeat for the United States and for the First Amendment. Kim Jong-un, who is very angry that the movie mocks him, ridicules him, portrays him really for who he is and what he is, really a mad midget. At the end of the interview, the movie The Interview, apparently Kim Jong-un is killed. He's bumped off. And so now it has been confirmed through Fox News and others, after the Dear Leader and the Obama administration have been denying it for days, that North Korea and the North Korean security services have been now officially connected to the attack, the cyber attack on Sony, which has released so many damaging emails about Hollywood stars, Angelina Jolie, Leonardo DiCaprio, some allegedly racist comments made by Amy Pascal, who's an executive producer at Sony, with another producer regarding the Dear Leader. But leave all that aside. I don't care about celebrities. I don't care about gossip, what was said, what was not said. The issue here is this, my friends. A communist dictator has now won the first cyber war against the United States.
Nonsense. That's how I'll leave that one. The people and the stories, the charts for the week of December 15th to 19th, as we've gone over them. Our poll this weekend at DougStefan.com has the top 10 talk topics listed there. You pick out which one is the most important to you and let us know through your voting as we wrap up this overview in this hour of the countdown of the top 10, the actual stories and discussions here as we do every week at this time, 52 weeks out of the year. I'm Doug Stefan. Happy to have you along, and Merry Christmas.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.